president bragging today about gas prices?
Because it's gone down.
It's still $1.72 higher than when he took office.
It has come down in a way that we haven't seen its trajectory coming down in over a decade.
Still and over it is $4 a gallon, okay, though. Is that good?
You want to talk to a nurse or a teacher or a firefighter if having that little bit of breathing room doesn't matter to them?
Are nurses and teachers and firefighters saying gas prices are only $4.11?
I'm saying
this
that
is great.
Episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. So it appears, it's pretty obvious to me now that the way things are going with me, it is going to be hit and miss when I can do a show. I had every intent to record a show last week, and the day I was going to record it, it took a downward spiral. And didn't get out of it until late this week. And it's there's no rhyme or reason. So, with that being said, just bear with me. I mean, we're either going to get this thing resolved, this health issue resolved, or I'll die trying. I mean, that's really the truth. So, bear with me. I appreciate everybody's kind words, thoughts, and prayers. Trust me, I truly appreciate everybody's thoughtfulness and consideration and care for me. But I have something to do, and that's talk to you, try and enlighten everybody here. I'm not going to tell you that I am the master of all knowledge that you've never heard of, but I want to talk to you about how I feel. There are a lot of things that I hear people say, hey, I've never even heard that point. Great job. But let me tell you something. I do a weekly show, and it makes it hard to stay relevant, to stay on top of the news. I just don't have time during the week to do anything other than a weekly show. So I try to bring home some points that I haven't heard on the news. You know, paranormal stories are a different story. You could go months, years, decades in the past and still have a convincing, engaging paranormal story. Nobody wants to hear about Watergate anymore. Nobody wants to hear about the Iran-Contra affair anymore. They want current events. They want the current political climate. And I'm trying to do the best I can by giving you the news that you may already know, but putting a little bit of a spin on it, things you may or may not have heard. So with that being said, we're going to start the show this week with the topic of, do they even call it that anymore? I don't even think they call it that anymore. The Inflation Reduction Act. So if you've looked at the news headlines and when it was signed into law, did they call it the Inflation Reduction Act? No. There wasn't any talk about that. Why? Because they realize, and people realize across this country, that this is not going to do anything for inflation. So if they stick the Inflation Reduction Act onto this bill, there's going to be an expectation to reduce inflation. The Democrats and Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, they know that this is not going to do anything to put a dent in inflation. If anything, it's going to make it worse. It's going to raise our taxes, and it's going to give the government almost complete control of our lives. They know this. So they can't call it the Inflation Reduction Act, because Then they screwed the pooch. People are going to look at this, go, hey, this Inflation Reduction Act, it hasn't reduced inflation, unless you don't call it the Inflation Reduction Act. You change the name to the Climate and Health Bill or the Climate Tax Bill. You call it anything but the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the epitome. This should show everybody that these Democrats, they don't give one iota about you or me All they care about is themselves. They care about votes. When the CBO and 230 economists come out before this bill has been voted on, saying this is not going to reduce inflation, this is going to raise taxes on the middle class, and yet these idiots, straight party line vote. These idiots vote this through, and what did I tell you? What did I tell you would happen? It would come down to Kamala Harris, and there's a big ordeal. She's signing that final vote. She casts that final vote, and she's got the smile and cackling. And yep, it was exactly how I thought, because nobody cares. It's all about power to them. Do you not think that this $739 billion bill, do you think there are not kickbacks to every member of Congress that voted on this? This is a huge money laundering scheme, and it's being perpetuated on our backs, on the taxpayers' dollar. Again, they don't care about reducing inflation. They have a huge stake, and this isn't just the Democrats. This is all politicians. They have stakes in these quote-unquote green companies. Why do you think this bill, the Inflation Reduction Act is kind of a side note. This is a climate bill. Make no mistake. I think I mentioned this the last time I was behind the mic. I remember when the new Green Deal was proposed, and I laughed my ass off saying, there is no way that this is going to come to fruition. So I didn't even worry about it. Guess what? It's come to fruition. They have just inundated that bill with climate initiatives. Climate initiatives that we cannot adhere to. This country cannot afford to just redo its whole electrical grid. And that's what we are going to have to do. Our electrical grid can't even stand up to winter storms, let alone 50 billion or 50 million electric cars, trucks, everything being charged up. You want to charge your car off of solar power? Good luck doing that in Michigan, Seattle. Good luck with that. Because here in Michigan in the winter, winter is about 6 months long here in Michigan for, well, we'll go five just to be safe. You're getting 4 months of clouds. It is dreary, depressing here in Michigan in winter. How are you going to charge that car? How are you going to charge that car? How are you going to charge your neighborhood, your city, your community? How many of these solar farms are you seeing out there that are popping up everywhere? Nobody wants them. They're an eyesore. And the same people that are pushing for these solar farms are these same wildlife enthusiasts that are members of PETA. Well, these solar farms are killing birds left and right. Look at these wind turbines. And ladies and gentlemen, how are they generated? How are they produced? By fossil fuels. I really, truly want to know how the economics of this bill work. I want somebody on the Democrat side to tell me how this bill works. Because running the country is kind of akin to running your house. We're broke as a country. Here's the thing. I can't just go print money at my house. Apparently, the American government has just a golden key to the printing press. And they're just printing money left and right. Well, what happens when you print money with nothing to back it? Inflation. Prices go up. People's lives become miserable. So what these Democrats are telling me, and make no mistake, they're telling you this too. If you're struggling at home, spend more money. Because that's the key to getting out of your financial woes. Because that's what they're doing, right? So look at yourself. Are you struggling financially? If you are, take whatever money you have and spend it. Because that's what the Democrats are doing to our money in this country. We don't have the $735 or $39 billion to spend. We're going to do it anyway. And you have these idiots, these Democrat liberal idiots telling us, well, Tom, we're going to get that money back from taxes on these mean, bastardly corporations that didn't pay taxes before. Do you really think you're going to generate enough taxes? And what do you think is going to happen? And this is where the Democrats completely have no concept of how economics work. If you raise taxes on these corporations, let's just say it's 3M and they're making painting tape. I don't know. I'm just coming up with stuff in my head. So 3M makes this great painting tape. Everybody loves it. The Biden administration has just gone crazy on 3M's taxes. So 3M has to pay more. Do you think 3M is going to just absorb those losses? Or do you think they're going to pass it on to the consumer? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's still not a crime to own a business and make a couple bucks. It really isn't. That's the whole point. You're taking a huge, huge risk. Buddy of mine, he owns a tree cutting business. He gets rid of big trees, you know, down trees, stuff like that. Do you think he was just driving around one day saying, hey, that tree is really big and it looks like it's kind of on their roof. I'm going to knock on that door and see if they want me to remove it. And they said, yeah, sure. What do you think he removed it with? Do you think he just pulled it out of the ground with his hands? No. He has to have vehicles to drive there that are able to haul that wood away. He has to have employees that are able to do that. He has to have insurance in order to protect himself and his employees. He has to have equipment. You're not ripping these trees out with your hand. You have to cut them down. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. These business owners have risked everything. Most of them have put their financial futures on the line for the dream of running a business. And nowadays, people are all over them because they're making money. This is the America today. The Democrats and the media have brainwashed people so bad that it should be illegal to own a business and make money. If you do, you're a greedy bastard, according to the left. When I was growing up, people that owned businesses weren't greedy bastards. You know what they were? They were living the American dream, because that is what America is. It doesn't matter what nationality, what color you are, what gender you are. The left is going to tell you differently, but trust me. It doesn't matter what race, creed, color, religion, anything you are. If you want it in America and you work your tail off for it, you will get it. There is no other place on this planet now or before any time prior to this where you could dream it and make it happen like you can in the United States of America. Why do you think we are being inundated and invaded at the southern border? Everybody wants to come here. Why? Because we're America. America is where your dreams can come true, more so than any other place on this planet. You know, there is a race war, essentially, in this country, or the media would like to say there is. Most people don't look at skin color. They don't. They look at the character of the person, which is how it should be. But the left will tell you that, oh, the minorities, the African-American community in this country is being stifled down. The boot is on the neck. The Republicans' neck is on the boot of the black man, keeping him down. Really? Tell you what. Let's take some of these black people, these BLM members that hate this country, want to fundamentally change this country. Let's ship them over to their homeland. Let's ship them to Africa and say, go live. Look at how well you live there as opposed to how well you live here. Even the poorest people in this country will live better than the majority of people in their homeland. They will have a roof over their head. They have cars. Our government's giving them everything they need. This is an amazing country that the Democrats are trying actively to destroy for their own benefit. It's not for our benefit. Nothing that the Democrats are doing will, in the long run, benefit us. Let's move on. Let's move on to these 87,000 IRS agents. I'm sure you've seen the post. I want to go over it real quick for you. The IRS has been buying ammunition by the pallet full. I mean millions and millions of rounds of ammunition. Why does the IRS need millions of rounds of ammunition? On the IRS website, and I'm going to thank Rick Ness for this one, the host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Rick posted this when I was kind of down and out, and I saw it, and I'm like, man, I got to talk about this on the show. So, Rick, thanks. But on the IRS website, this is the major duties. Now, keep in mind, they're going to be hiring 87,000 additional IRS agents. You look at a college football stadium. Most college football stadiums, there's more IRS, just college football starting. A lot of these have 60, 70, 80, 85,000 seat stadiums, a lot of these colleges. Look at that stadium. When it's sold out, that's still not the same amount of IRS agents that are going to be hired. That is scary. But these are the major duties per the IRS.gov website. The major duties adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. We're going to get into that in a second. Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Why would an IRS agent whose job is pretty much essentially, from how I understand it, there to audit taxes, to go after tax sheets. Why would you have to be available 24/7, 7 days a week, weekends and holidays? To me, that throws a little red flag. Next one, maintain a level of fitness necessary to respond to life-threatening situations on the job. The only life-threatening situation I can think of is you go to arrest a guy for tax evasion and he pulls out a gun. What is your fitness level going to do with that? Or he runs. Simple. If he runs, tase him. Simple as that. The next two are the ones that are really, really scary. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. And then the last one, be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. What other dangerous assignments could the IRS be involved in? Their job is to collect tax money. Granted, it's a shitty job. All you do is piss people off, but it's a job, and it only pays like 50 grand a year. So, hey, IRS agents, enjoy that $50,000 a year job where you're hated across the country. Let me know how you sleep with that one, okay? You're ruining people's lives for $50,000 a year. You're pretty big. Anyway, let's move back to, where was it? The first one. Adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Do you realize what is going to happen? Do you know why they've added $87,000 or 87,000 agents to the IRS? Two reasons. They are going to audit any and everyone. This is how they think they're going to collect the taxes to pay back the Inflation Reduction Act by just gouging people, gouging businesses left and right. But now, do you really not think that the IRS, the FBI, the Department of Justice is not creating a database of what we would call dissidents? Anyone who talks out against the government, anybody who talks out against this whole Inflation Act, they're putting us on a list. I guarantee you I'm on a list. And if you are a Trump supporter, if you have gone online and said the election results were a sham, Biden didn't win, you are on that list. You have got a huge target on your back at this point. You know, I don't want to make it too dramatic, but this is akin to the Jews in Germany in the 1930s and 40s. It is going to get to that point. And don't think, you may think that was an outlandish, outrageous statement to say, oh my gosh, how insensitive could you be, Tom? It's true. This is going to happen. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to stay in power. and they are going to go after Republicans and conservatives and anybody that talks out against their agenda. Does it not sound like Nazi Germany? We are all, as conservatives, going to be political prisoners or we're going to be executed. It's as simple as that. And don't think it could happen because the Jews and the people in Germany, in Russia in the 1930s and 40s, they thought the same thing. The people in Venezuela thought, there's no way we're going to be falling into anarchy. We're not going to have a communist or a socialist country. Now, they're sitting around the table in the dark eating their dog because they can't afford anything else because that's what happened. People get complacent. That'll never happen here. Ever. We're the United States of America. Are we? Are we really still the United States of America? Because the administration, the party in charge, is making it so it's not even close. I'm telling you, the Democrats right now are weaponizing the Department of Justice, and that includes the IRS. They're coming after us. It may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but in the near future, if things do not change, and I mean complete 180 and quickly, it's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind. Read the writing on the wall. Why do we need another 87,000 IRS agents? And why do those IRS agents need to be packing and putting their lives in danger to collect taxes? I have been paying taxes since I began working 16, 17 years old. I've been paying taxes. Every year they're on time, they're correct. Sometimes I paid in, sometimes I got back. But it was always correct. You know what? I'm going to be audited. I'm going to be audited from hell now. And you know why? Because I'm a conservative. I have been outspoken against this administration, this party, and their policies. I believe that there was some shenanigans going on in the election. That puts a huge target on me, and that will put a huge target on you. The day is coming. This is now just another incarnation of the Soviet KGB. We will have a gulag. We will be political prisoners. We will have our house broken into in the middle of the night and us taken away. It's going to happen. And you can thank the Democrats for that. And if you voted for this and continue to vote for the Democrats, you're complicit in the downfall of this country. Let's look at the media. Let's look at the liberals and how ecstatic they were when it came out that the FBI raided Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. A former sitting president's home was raided, looking for who knows what. And listen, it's comical now. I laugh now when I see how obedient the media is to the Democrats. The Democrats are looking for anything. They are terrified. This here is proof that the Democrats are absolutely terrified of Donald Trump. They are doing everything they can do to ensure he is not able to run in 2024. They are scared shitless right now. They don't know what to do. The only thing they know how to do or what to do is to find something on Trump. They're throwing crap against the wall just looking to see what sticks. I don't think this is going to stick because look at the media. The media has been all aboard with anything that the Democrats want them to say. They are the epitome of the state-run propaganda machine. That's all they are. There were numerous stories out there that stated that the FBI found numerous classified documents in Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Well, newsflash, Donald Trump was the president, and if he deemed them no longer classified, guess what? They're not classified anymore. They went it so far as to say, they found the nuclear codes in Donald Trump's house. He stole the nuclear codes. First off, do you really think the American people are that stupid? And secondly, do you think that the nuclear codes wouldn't have freaking changed? Even if in a one in a billion long shot that they found the nuclear codes there, they're useless. They changed. I would still rather have Trump with the nuclear codes than Joe Biden. I hope to this day that they haven't given him because they're like, oh, I don't trust Joe with these nuclear codes. It scares me that that man has the nuclear codes. And then Merrick Garland, the attorney general, comes out and says, well, this proves that nobody's above the law. Really? Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Jeffrey Epstein, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, Nancy Pelosi. Do I need to go on? He should have said, this proves that there are no Republicans that are above the law. If you're a Democrat, there are no laws. Because that's how it works. The Democrats are above the law. The Republicans, anything they do, if they look the wrong way, they're going to break the law. If you're Donald Trump, if you are, they're going to accuse him of breathing one day. I'm telling you, it is going to get to that point. They are terrified of this man. The fact that the FBI, the Attorney General, the Democrat Party in general is that corrupt and that evil should scare the living daylights out of everyone. Because all of you liberals, all of you media members that were applauding and celebrating Trump's house getting raided, you don't think they're going to come for you? When they can't come for any more Republicans or conservatives, when Trump's gone, when his base is gone, when all the conservatives are either dead or in a prison camp, what are they going to do? You don't think they're going to come after you? Because there's going to come a point where you're going to say, enough is enough. I can't live under this dictatorship. And then you are a dissident at that point. And the cycle continues. That's how it works. Ask the people of North Korea. Ask the people of Russia. Ask the people of China. Ask the people of Cuba. Ask the people of Venezuela. That's how it works. If you are an outspoken critic of the party in charge, you are the enemy and you must be dealt with. You must be silenced. You are seeing the beginnings of the silencing. And I hope there is talk that this didn't make Trump look bad, that it made him a martyr. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping, because listen, most of the stuff the Democrats do, if it's not riling up the base and causing violence and yelling and screaming over everybody, they do that well. Everything else they suck at. I'm really hoping that this one was called wrong, that whoever is in charge of this called it wrong. But regardless, make no mistake, it is now beyond the shadow of a doubt they are coming for us. So on that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to briefly talk about a breaking news story here in Michigan. And it will affect every one of us here because it has to do with abortion. And then I want to briefly update you on one of my former guests, Daniel Jackson. I'm going to tell you what he's up to. But before we get there, we're going to take a quick break. And in the meantime, sit back, relax, open that mind, because I'm going to talk abortion. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
Going down for the summer with my eyes open wide. God knows I tried.
Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of the Paranormal Patriot. Just letting you know, if you have an event, a book, anything that you want to promote on this show, if you have a business, I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners a month. It's free to advertise on this show. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Somebody is going to charge you something to advertise. I'm not somebody. I want to give back. I started with nothing on this show, and it has grown by leaps and bounds, and this is my way of giving back. So if you have an event, a book, a business, anything you want to promote, get a hold of me. I'm going to promote it for you. I'm going to put it under or in front of thousands and thousands of listeners every month, and I'm going to do it for free. You're not going to find this anywhere. You have to take advantage of this because you're not going to find a better deal. Just contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you have an event, a book, a business, if you want to promote yourself, music, get a hold of me. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net.
All I know is you just need a. All I know is we just need a. All I know is you just need a. I'm
Okay, I know it's a touchy subject, but I need to talk to you real quick about abortion, because in Michigan today, an Oakland County judge has ordered an injunction that prohibits prosecutors from enforcing Michigan's 1931 abortion ban law. When Roe versus Wade was thrown out, everything went back to the states. Here in Michigan, we had the last abortion law we had on the books was in 1931. Yeah, it's almost 100 years old, but you know what? That's the last law that's on the books, so that's the law we have to go by. Unless you're Oakland County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Cunningham, who imposed the injunction on Friday after 2 days of testimony. This measure means that police and prosecutors cannot enforce this 1931 law. I want to reiterate, this is a law. That law allowed abortions only when the mother's life is in jeopardy. The law, which was enacted over 40 years before the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling in 1973, allows felony charges against in cases of abortion where the mother's life is not at stake. The 1931 law hasn't been enforced since the Roe v. Wade ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion nationwide. However, when the Supreme Court issued the new ruling in June overturning Roe v. Wade, it allowed the states to decide the issue. Without the injunction imposed on Friday, the 1931 law would ban abortion in Michigan, but the injunction issued Friday pauses the law and allows legal abortions to continue. This, to me, makes absolutely no sense. This is a perfect example of a judge who has no qualms about the law. He doesn't care about the law. He has his own opinion. They are not ruling by law. He is ruling by what he believes. And that's not what a judge is supposed to do. Dana Nessel, our attorney general, she has gone on record saying, I will not prosecute anybody that has that performs an abortion. The law states that abortions are illegal unless the mother's life is in jeopardy. So let me reiterate that. The law on the books, which when Roe versus Wade was overturned, we fell back to the last abortion law in Michigan that we had. That law says abortions are illegal unless the mother's life is in jeopardy. You have one job as an attorney general. You have one job as a judge, and that is to interpret the law as it was stated. Neither one of these two idiots interpreted the law as it was stated. You may not like the law. The law is almost 100 years old, but guess what? This is how our country works. We are a country of laws. We abide by those laws. We don't have rogue attorney generals and rogue judges that say, well, you know, I think it's constitutional. I don't believe in it, so I'm not going to enforce it. Dana Nessel, our attorney general, has one job, and that is to enforce the laws that are on the book. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, that became the law in our state. Her obligation and her duty as an attorney general is to adhere and abide and uphold that law. That judge doesn't have, well, you know, I don't really think it's constitutional. That's not for you to decide. That is not for you to decide. You are not up there to decide whether you think it's constitutional, whether you think it's right or wrong. Your job is to interpret the law as it is written. It's cut and dry. No abortions unless the mother's life is in danger. How that can get overturned is beyond me, unless you have a rogue government in Michigan, which we do. We have such a corrupt government in Michigan, and it starts with our governor. You may not like the law, but that's the law. In November, we are having a vote to change that law. It is not the attorney general's nor any circuit county judge to decide beforehand whether that's a law or not. It is cut and dry, black and white. It is the law. Right now, we should be adhering to that 1931 law. And trust me, if we had a law in 1931 that says, hey, abortion's for all, If you're a man, have an abortion. We don't care. That's the law. We have to adhere to it until we create and pass a new law. This is how our country works. This is how a civilized country works. It doesn't work when you have rogue people out there saying, nope, I don't like this law, so I'm not going to follow it. That is like the little kid in third grade that doesn't like how the game is played because he's losing, so he's just going to change the rules as he goes. I think I just described the Democrat Party today. You don't like the rules, change them. Doesn't matter if anybody likes what you're changing. Those are the rules now. Welcome to America. All right. So lastly, for those of you who have been on the show for a while, I did an interview with spirit medium Daniel Jackson. He was talking about a book he was writing. It was a really interesting show. It was what I planned on doing, a half hour, 45 minute interview, turned into 2 hours, which is what they always do. And it was, let's be honest, it turned a lot of people off, but a lot of people loved it. You know, there was no happy medium there. He is an interesting fellow. Well, he just released a book. So you need to go to Amazon and look for Spirit Medium Daniel and his new book. He wants to come on shows and promote his book, and I'm more than happy to talk to him about it. I've already talked to him before. So if you haven't listened to the interview with Spirit Medium Daniel, go back and listen to it, because it's beyond interesting. So again, go to Amazon and look for Daniel Jackson or Spirit Medium Daniel in his new book. And Daniel, congratulations on your new book. So that'll be the show this week. I'm going to cut it a little short. Sorry about that, but this is as far as I can go. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net with any questions, any comments, any show ideas, or if you want to promote on this show, do it. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you later.